Good afternoon. My name is Marcus. Return your call from customer support. How can I help you?
All right, Marcus, I'm going to have to go to where the information that I called you about. So hang on just a second, okay?
I may be able to pull it up as well if I have your last name.
Okay, my last name is Pritchard, P-R-I-T-C-H-A-R-D.
And your first name?
Is Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N.
Okay, and can you verify your address?
My address is 32801 North Highway 441, number 61, Okeechobee, Florida, 34972.
Thank you for that. One moment while your account is loading. So, I have your account pulled up, ma'am.
Okay.
So, how can I help you?
Okay, I have my credit card statement here, and on 11/13, I was charged $71.57 for DD DoorDash Orient Express something.
It's DD DoorDash?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have a charge for that amount.
And I called 855-973-1040. Is that you?
So I have no way of seeing if that number is.
Okay.
Yeah, but
okay.
But for that amount, and I don't have that date as well for this. You said it for the 17th.
The 13th.
The 13th? No, ma'am, I don't have that date.
Well, how do you think I got this on my credit card? I don't understand.
So I have your name and accounts here, but I don't have anything for 71 or for the 13th.
71.57. Do you have anything under my name?
I do. So there
because
was.
I've got a couple. I have a couple more things that I'm not familiar with.
Yes, ma'am. So there's a transaction that the first transaction on here is for the. I'm sorry, are you about to say something?
Go ahead. Tell me what the first transaction is. Maybe that's
for August the 20th for $574 for it's like a kitchenware sweepstakes.
Which I never got.
So it's a sweepstakes. So only if you would have won, you would have received the item that was being offered in that entry.
But they would charge you something anyway.
Yes, ma'am. But you also got an e-gift card. You should have gotten an e-gift card for like $120 some odd to shop
no,
at the consumer.
No,
okay.
I did not get any gift card.
Okay, so I can make sure you get that now.
No, I did not receive anything. Now, let me ask you something else. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with that Get Quick Gadget Trends?
Do you have a transaction date?
10/21. I had two items that they charged me on that.
Okay, I do see I do see 10/21.
For $39.99?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I've got another one on 11/7. I'm sorry, 10/29.
Yes, ma'am.
For $67.32.
Yes, I see that as well.
And now back in November 3rd, I got credit for $37.02 and $31.33, apparently for that same Get Quick Gadget, whatever that is. And they credited me that, $37.02 and $31.33. Do you see that?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
That's strange. That was on 11/3.
Yeah. Your last date that we have on record is 10/29.
And that is for that
67/32.
Yeah. And then there was the one I called on, that number I called on, then that was 11/13 for $71.57.
And I don't see that one at all.
You don't see that one at all. Oh, for goodness sakes. What am I supposed to do? I'm not very techy, and I don't know what to do because this is not good.
So if I can I'm going to just explain to you what the terms and conditions of what you were signing up to, and then you tell me what you would like to do. So,
okay.
So the $7.95 that you paid was considered as an entry, entry into the giveaway. One customer out of every 1,000 entries will win. The day you place your order, you are guaranteed a placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you will be billed after 2 days to enter the main contest to win, and one contestant will be chosen out of the 100 to win. By paying the $7.95, it will be considered as a welcome bonus. We will send you a $125 gift card to the Consumers Gadget Club, where you'll be able to make purchases. Therefore, every 30 days you will be entered to win the prize, for the price of $56.95.
But they'll charge me, right?
Right.
They'll charge me.
Right.
All right. How can I get out of that?
I guess you can cancel that. You can cancel that.
Credit card?
The membership. Membership.
Cancel that membership.
Yes.
Do you have a number I can call for that?
No, ma'am. I can do that for you.
Oh, great. Oh, wonderful. Yes, please. I don't want any more money on this account. Now, going back to how do I get my money back from that $71.57?
I wish I could help you with that.
But you're not showing.
Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with us, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And that Get Quick Gadgets, that's what you're talking about, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So if you can hold one moment, I'm going to go in the system and cancel that membership for you.
Oh, you're so sweet. I really appreciate that so much.
Let's see something. Oh, Oh, so you've already spoke to someone, ma'am. Looking at the notes. And so you've already canceled.
I did. I could not understand that gentleman for anything. I could not understand him.
Okay.
And I'm old. I'm old and a little hard of hearing. And I finally just, whatever.
So I'll just do a briefing of what was already discussed. So, like I said, it was the entry into a sweepstakes, which you understood, and the account is already canceled. And then there's already a refund that's been provided to you. And the voucher was sent to the a voucher has already been created for you. So it actually looks like you've already taken care of everything, you know, with this account, ma'am.
But how am I going to get the credit then for that $39.99?
So that's being refunded. That's being refunded back to your account. You should receive it in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Okay, good. Great. Okay.
So.
And all right. And so what did you say? Something that was going to be sent back to me, a credit of some kind? I mean, not a credit, but a card or a memo?
That was the voucher.
A voucher?
Yes. And it looks like they already arranged that to be sent to M. Hinkle at the e-gift card. I'll make a notation. If you give me one moment, I'll create a notation for that. Give me 1 sec.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Almost finished, ma'am.
No problem. I am so glad you are helping me.
Okay, ma'am, I have you. I got you all set now. I do have a confirmation number if you would like that.
Yes. Okay.
So
go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie, 261-359-607.
Okay. Now that's a confirmation for
just for
tell
the account.
What-
just for the account altogether. You'd be able to pull up anything on the account.
So, in other words, you're going to refund the $39.99 and the 6732, correct?
Pardon me? So you already, that was already refunded to you. That's already an order that was done earlier today.
Okay, and that will show up on my next statement.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
So thank you for calling customer service. You have a great, wonderful day.
And you have a blessed day as well. Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you.